All right, champs, it's your boy Leo Weston back again with another dose of Wake Up Winning. Today's focus. Something we all struggle with, but trust me, mastering this one little thing can totally change your game. We're talking about boundaries specifically, those bad boys you need to set in your morning routine to crush it every single day. Ever wake up feeling like a hamster on a wheel, running around, trying to get everything done before the day even starts? Yeah, me too, buddy. But I learned that if you don't carve out some space for yourself in the AM, you're setting yourself up for burnout city. Listen, it's not about being selfish. It's about prioritizing your well-being so you can show up as your best self for everything else. Think of it like this. If you treat your morning routine like a sacred space, where you recharge and refocus, the rest of your day will feel way smoother. It's like prepping that engine before hitting the highway car to get things running smoothly. So, what are some key takeaways to make this happen? Buckle up, because we're about to dive in. Number 1. Define your non-negotiables. Every single morning, there are a few things you need to do to feel good and ready to tackle the day. Maybe it's the 15-minute meditation session, or your killer workout playlist pumping through those headphones while you get moving. Whatever it is, make them non-negotiable. Next up, ditch the scroll hole. I know, checking social media first thing can feel tempting. It's like a little dopamine hit to kickstart the day. But trust me, it's often more draining than energizing. Instead, how about starting your day with something that genuinely makes you feel good, a delicious breakfast, reading a few pages of an inspiring book, or even just enjoying a quiet cup of coffee and soaking in those first few moments of peace. Now, let's talk about saying no gracefully. This one is crucial. We live in a world that constantly demands our attention. From emails to texts to phone calls, it can feel like there's no escape from the noise. But here's the thing. You have the power to choose what you respond to and when. Set boundaries around your morning time, maybe dedicate those first few hours to focused work or personal activities, then answer those messages later in the day. Number 4. Embrace imperfection. Let's be real, life rarely goes exactly as planned. Some mornings, you'll wake up feeling like a champion ready to conquer the world, and others, well, let's just say you might stumble out of bed feeling less than stellar. It's okay. Don't beat yourself up if things don't go perfectly according to plan. Just focus on getting back on track as soon as possible. Remember, progress over perfection every single time. Finally, remember to celebrate your wins, even the small ones. Did you successfully avoid that morning scroll? Awesome. Did you manage to squeeze in that workout before work? High five. Celebrate these victories because they're building blocks towards a more fulfilling and successful life. Think about it like this. You're an amazing athlete, right? You wouldn't just show up to a competition without warming up, stretching, and getting your body ready to perform at its best. Your morning routine is like that warm-up that sets the stage for a killer day. So, how do we make this happen? Imagine you're waking up on Monday morning. The alarm goes off, but instead of reaching for your phone first thing, you roll over and stretch, take a few deep breaths, and remind yourself of those non-negotiables, maybe that morning meditation or a quick yoga flow to get your energy flowing. Then, you step away from your devices and focus on something nourishing, a healthy breakfast with fresh ingredients or a cup of tea while you catch up on some reading. You feel calm, centered, and ready to tackle the day. Alright folks, remember this. Setting boundaries in your morning routine is like giving yourself the gift of presence and intentionality. It's about showing up for yourself before you show up for everyone else. Go out there and make it happen. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some boundaries you're going to set in your morning routine? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Wake Up Winning for more daily doses of motivation and inspiration. See you tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.